Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. I'm Jared. I'm the senior pastor here. And welcome to Riverwood Anglican on this Christmas Eve. What a special day it is as we remember the child that was born to us, a son that was given for us and for our salvation. One more sleep. Kids, one more sleep. They don't care. They're busy at the back. They'll let the bloke up the front just keep rambling on for a little while. But what a special day it is as we celebrate the birth of our Saviour the day before Christmas. Tomorrow will be another special day as we remember him coming into the world. Let me pray for us. Dear God and Father, we do thank you for this eve, Lord, as we stop and remember your goodness to us in sending your Son. To us a child was born, the author of our salvation. In his name we pray. Amen. Did you notice this year that the world kept changing? In 2017, it was another year of change. There was plenty going on in our world. I would say not necessarily for the better. No doubt there were some good things that happened this past year, 2017, but there was much that was changing and much that stayed the same. There were a number of changes in our world. We saw a new president in the US. Come into power this past year. We've seen some things change, some stay the same. We've seen more tension in the Korean Peninsula. We see a whole bunch of changes in our own country. This year, the definition of marriage was changed. This year, we had our own political dramas in our country as many of our federal politicians had their citizenship brought into question. There were things that were changing. There were things that were staying the same. Men were behaving badly this year. Some things changed, some stayed the same. There's been the threat of terrorism again in our country and many others. What all of these things show us is that the world is changing, and it's not necessarily for good. The world is changing, but it seems that it continues to be in a bad place. It seems too that many of the changes that we try and propose don't seem to always get us where we need to be. Have you noticed that with a lot of the changes? Some things change, some stay the same. The world changes. But we would say this morning that mankind's plight stays the same. Mankind's plight without God stays the same. There are many things that have stayed the same this year. There continues to be war in our world. There continues to be instability across parts of our world. Sadly, there continues to be famine. There continues to be poverty. There continues to be injustice and evil and corruption. There sadly continues to be violence and abuse. Some things change, but not much for the permanent good. Some things stay the same. One thing that the whole of mankind can't deny, the one thing we can't deny at the end of 2017, is that the world has a problem. What we need is a solution. Now, these are ancient problems. Many of the problems that I've talked about have been with us for a very long time. The passage that Deirdre just read to us talked about some of those problems, even back then at the time of Isaiah the prophet. Did you notice in that reading there was a problem of distress? There was a problem then of oppression. There was problems then of injustice and violence and burden and hopelessness. All of these problems have plagued mankind. But none of them we have seen in our history come with a man-made solution. The solution has to come to us in the form of a child. The child that's spoken about in verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The solution has to come this way, you see, because mankind needed real change. Not this phony pretend stuff. No political leader, no movement, no ideology would save us. No New Age movement could help us. No other religion, no other historical figure could help us. What we needed was real change in the form of a saviour that could step in for us. How is that going to happen? Well, the good news for us here in Christmas 2017 is to know that it has happened. And that at that first Christmas, for to us a child was born, things did change, and really nothing stayed the same. How do we know this for sure? Well, there are two things that we know for sure. Things must change. As in the time of Isaiah writing this prophecy, for God's people then, Isaiah spoke to them about their plight. It was not looking good for them. They were staring down attack and captivity. They needed hope. Things looked hopeless. Isaiah pointed them to their ultimate hope, that they would find hope in God and that God would one day send a Messiah. For to them a child would be born, and he would be their only hope. He would be the only hope of mankind ever since. But this would be the real permanent change that they could receive. And you see that there was a movement that is provided for people, for God's people then, and for people today. People are being moved out of the darkness into the light, Isaiah would say then, and the promises are true for us today. That for us, if we receive this child, the child who was born to us as our Saviour, we will move from darkness to light. There's more movements that are going on. There is movement from death to life. There is a movement from sadness to joy, from oppression to freedom. A light has dawned, the prophet would write. A light has dawned. A new day, like a beautiful sunrise. Promises of a new hope. A new day, promises of salvation. Salvation has come. A light has dawned. This kind of lasting change was brought about by this child who was born. But it is available to all those that put their trust in him. Things needed to change then. Things need to change now. And we too can receive this change that we can see that can move us. It can move people today, you and I, from darkness to light, from death to life, from sadness to joy, from oppression to freedom. The second thing it does, it reminds us that real lasting change can only be found in one place. Real lasting change can only be found in Jesus Christ. This child who was born would not stay a child. He would grow to be a man, the Bible will tell us. This man would be known as a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, and a prince of peace because of what he did, what he would achieve for us. The Bible tells us that there is real hope. There is real lasting change. But it can only be achieved by this child and believing in him, Jesus the Saviour. When we celebrate Christmas, we remember, we understand that God came near to us. Such was the plight of mankind that we needed a creator, God, to step in. God came near in the form of Jesus. God provides us real hope, real certainty, real forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Without God coming near, we'd not be able to stand before him. When God came near, everything changed. Nothing stayed the same. For mankind, a solution to the problem was given. When God came near, he rectified the problem of our rebellion against him. You see, we all need real lasting change. The world needs real lasting hope. That's why God came near. Now it's time for you and I to come near to him. Let me pray. Dear God and Father, we thank you that we remember today that you came near. Lord, tomorrow we celebrate the birth of your Son. For unto us, Lord, a child was given, Jesus Christ. We put our trust in him. In his name we pray. Amen.